Sheffield Farms. Hello. I don't know. The man just says, guess who? Yes, it's the game Guess Who, and your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you Sheffield Vitamin D, homogenized milk, and other fine dairy products. And now here he is, ponderous and propounding, your genial Sheffield Quizmaster, Happy Felton.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you, Joe Ripley. Before I start this evening's festivities, I'd like to give you a real scoop. We're expecting a blessed event at our house. Yes, we are. My brother-in-law is finally going home. but I guess I really shouldn't be talking like that. My brother-in-law is just about the toughest guy I ever met. Every time we meet, we argue. Last night, I did something he didn't like, and he said, for 2 cents, fatty, I'd punch you right in the nose. I said, oh, yeah? And he said, oh, yeah? Before I knew it, he ran up a bill for $8. Well, I went out to get some air, and while I was walking down Fifth Avenue, I met an old flame of mine. Oh, that brought back memories. You know, once I proposed to her, and she laughed at it. I proposed on my knees, and I couldn't get up. My bicycle clip caught on the seat of my pants. But I'm sure glad I never married that gal, though. She has so many wrinkles now in her stockings, she looks like she's running in a sack race. Speaking of wrinkles, though, Cousin Louie has a new wrinkle. Cousin Louie. He sleeps in church. Last Sunday, the preacher finished the services and discovered Louis sound asleep. He said, we will now have a few minutes of prayer. Deacon Louis Vandervoort will lead. Louis woke up suddenly and said, me lead? I just dealt. Well, enough of all this. What do you suppose? Let's play Guess Who, huh? All right, the game where our 7 contestants, chosen from the theater audience, hear recordings of various voices, try to guess who they are. A winning guess pays off 10 silver Sheffield dollars, a miss only 2. Either way, signaled by the sound of the Sheffield dollars that dropping into our big Sheffield milk bottle. Also on the show is an alarm clock set to ring sometime when some lucky contestant is at the mic. And when that happens, the lucky person will receive, with the compliments of Sheffield Farms, a beautiful 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristwatch. And to round things off tonight, all of our contestants get a chance to kick over the big milk pail at the end of the show. The bucket's filled with $25 so far tonight, and here's Joe Ripley with contestant number 1.
Happy lets everybody meet Miss Lydia Mittling of New York City.
How are you, Miss Mittling?
Hello.
How are you?
Just fine.
Miss Mittling, where do you live in New York City?
100 Morningside Drive.
100 Morningside Drive. What street is that at?
120th.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a visiting nurse.
Visiting nurse?
Uh-huh. Most people know us as Henry Street Nurses, but our name has been changed, and we're the Visiting Nurse Service of New York.
Why did they know you as the Henry Street Nurses? Is that where it started?
Yes, and that's an old organization here in the city.
And
it
you,
was.
And you go around to houses and you nurse sick people?
Yes, uh-huh. We're registered nurses. We make visits to homes and take care of sick people.
Do they have to pay you?
A little.
A little?
It's really not so expensive. If they can afford to pay us, they pay us a fee. But there are lots of people who aren't able to pay, and we visit them anyway. We make many free visits. We've made 14,700,000 visits since we were organized, and half of those are free, have been free.
How long have you been with them, Miss Bentley?
About 2 years.
I think that's wonderful work, don't you, friend? All I want to know is who pays who? Is the organization endowed or something?
No, it's supported by contributions. Right now, they're conducting a campaign, and so they're trying to raise the $400,000 that they need for next year's free visit.
Only $400,000?
That's right.
Well, we start off. I can offer you $10 if you guess this. Miss Mittling, I'm just kidding now, but I think that's the one. You didn't come up here by any chance to put in that wonderful plug for your outfit, did you?
Well.
Well, it was very good, but it was. I'll tell you what we'll do. You are so nice and so very charming about this thing. I will dig into the Sheffield milk bottle and get $10 and give it to Miss Mittling. Will you, Joe? 10 silver dollars, and let's start off this thing for your visiting nurse service of New York. Will you do that for us?
Thank you, Mr. Felton.
You're quite welcome. Now, we're going to give you a chance here to try your luck. By the way, do you ever jitterbug, Miss Mittling?
No.
You never jitterbug? Oh, what kind of dance tunes do you like?
Oh, rather simple ones.
Simple ones? You mean easy ones?
Yes. Uh-huh.
When you were studying in school, did you always want to be a nurse? Is it Lydia?
Yes, Lydia? It's Lydia.
Did you want to be a nurse when you were in school?
No.
What was your best subject in school?
Well, I think English or biology.
Did it get harder for you, English and biology, as you went along in the grade?
Well, no.
Well, we used to have favorite subjects of mine, but I can remember when I left the sixth grade, it got very difficult. No books for 3 months. We just swam and played, and then back to the sixth grade. I was in it quite a while. Miss Mittling, I want to play a record for you, and I hope you know who this is. I tried to get a little something out about your taste in music out of you, but I didn't get too far. I must admit, this is a jazz band. This is a jazz band, a very popular one. But before I play it, I do want to say that I think that your Visiting Nurse Service of New York is a wonderful organization, and it must play a very, very, very big part in keeping New York healthy. We wish you good luck with your drive, and now we're going to play a record for you. See if you can guess who. It's a fellow who directs an orchestra, plays an instrument, and he's made a lot of records. Hope you can. Sheffield brings you $10 if you can guess who. You love it, but you don't know. Now, just listen. He's now playing at the Capitol Theater. He's got a lovely girl singer, and her name is Doris Day. This fellow's name is not black or gray or yellow. He plays saxophone. He's saxophone. Unless you guess this, no $10 for you. He's such a well-known band leader. They're all trying to... I'm sorry. That was Les Brown. Well, don't go away. Don't go away. Because you get $2 for trying. Les Brown and his orchestra. And we add the other eight into the milk pail, and you'll have a chance at that a little later.
Right.
Thank you very much, Nurse Lydia Mittling. Thank you very much. Well, come on up here. Who's next? Who's next? The Navy takes over. How are you, Chief?
Fine, Mike.
Give us your name, will you, please?
J.W. Meadows.
J.W. Meadows. What does the J.W. stand for?
John Walter.
John Walter? Why, Shane?
Not at all.
Not at all. J.W. I'm going to start calling myself F.J. F.J. Francis Joseph. Well, we won't go into that. All right. Where are you from, J.W. Meadows?
Originally from Huntington, West Virginia.
And where do you live now?
I have an apartment in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. You have an apartment? Shouldn't announce that over the radio. You'll have a lot of people trying to get over there. Tell me, have you been to many radio shows?
Very few.
Very few? Is it hard to get tickets for them?
All of them. Stop by the studios and pick them up.
You stop by the studios? Is that the way you got the ones for Guess Who tonight?
No, not for Guess Who. We wrote in for these.
Oh, you did? Well, that's nice. Incidentally, your Guess Who for tonight is the voice of a prominent radio personality, and it's a woman. That'll start you right off with a hint. I'll tell you more about that later on. Did you go to any Halloween parties? They tell me Halloween was yesterday.
No, I didn't.
I went to one. They played Pin the Tail on the Donkey. One Republican there was using an ice pick. Are you married, J.W.?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been married?
2 years.
2 years? Your wife lives in Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
What does she think about this saying that sailors have a girl in every port?
Oh, she don't believe it.
She doesn't believe it? I won't go into that any further. Okay. He's a very nice-looking fellow here. Do you think you get along all right with your in-laws, do you, after 2 years?
Oh, yes.
Are they here with you?
No, the in-laws aren't.
Where's your wife from?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. The in-laws are in West Virginia? Congratulations, sir. One sailor up here last week told me his mother-in-law is a very well-balanced woman. She was broad-hipped and narrow-minded. What kind of a ship have you been on, Chief?
Aircraft carriers, submarines, destroyers.
What's your job?
Quartermaster.
Quartermaster, that means what?
Navigation.
Navigation. Would you like to own a boat after you get out of the Navy?
Sure would.
What kind?
About 100 foot.
100 foot. Oh, well, that's something. I know a boat company that tries to sell you a boat to fit your personality. Imagine, they tried to sell me an old rum runner. What did you do before you joined the Navy, Meadows?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Not at all.
You were in school?
High school.
High school? And did you think you'd go in the Navy when you finished high school?
I didn't finish high school.
You didn't? You went right in the Navy. Has your vocabulary improved in the Navy?
Well, some.
Some? I didn't expect to get that kind of an answer, but that's all right. Whoever said that a man's vocabulary was limited to 400 words never hit his thumb with a hammer, did he?
No.
All right. All right, J.W., we're going to play a record for you now. This is the voice of a very attractive young lady who's appeared in several motion pictures but is best known for her work on the radio. I think you'll recognize her beautiful voice immediately. 10 silver Sheffield dollars, listen, and guess who?
Oh, my, he's such a sweet boy. He's blonde. I go for blonde, you know. Of course, I go for brunettes, too. But truly, this Danny Kaye is sensational. He has such a sense of humor.
I tell you, Chief, you hear her every Tuesday night. She loves the men.
With Bob Hope.
Yes. I love especially servicemen. She has great faith in Hope. Yes, that's right. And she's rather definite. She's not at all vague about everything. She's
very vague.
Who?
Very vague.
How did you guess that? Vera Vague. And I thought that was a tough one. I'll never know how you got that. $10 for you, Chief Meadows. Stand by for our jackpot a little later. The Milk Payola. Hey, say, Joe, something I wish you'd take care of right about now.
What's that, Hap?
Well, it seems a lot of guys are kind of bogging down. What I hear, they get that old let-down feeling along about the middle of the morning or afternoon. Can't work up the steam to get going again.
Yeah, I know, Happy. That midday slump gets them, and they get behind in their work.
So, Joe, I figured you ought to help them. Help them out at their work. Just tell them how to keep in the pink with a He-Man's drink.
Well, Happy, that I can do with enthusiasm, because milk is sure a whale of a good pickup. Now, here's what happens. That tired, let-down feeling often means your blood sugar is low. Your cells are crying for food energy. Well, milk has a special sugar called lactose that not only helps tone up your system, but can start your supply of blood sugar shooting up in a hurry. That means true energy. So whenever you feel a slump coming on, men, get a lift with a tall, foaming glass of milk. It gives you quick energy plus essential proteins, minerals, and vitamins for all-round good health and vitality. And when you drink Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk, you get all this wrapped up in the smoothest, creamiest, swellest tasting drink that ever quenched your thirst. Drink it often, and keep in the pink with a He-Man's drink, Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk.
Step aside, Joe. I got a man here. What's your name, sir?
John Coviello.
John Coviello, where do you live?
Brooklyn.
I want you to meet Joe Ripley. How are you, John?
How are you, John? Meet Happy Felton.
Now, John, what do you do for a living?
Assistant superintendent, apartment house.
Of an apartment house?
That's it.
Got any empty places over there?
Down the storeroom.
In the storeroom. How big's the storeroom?
Well, about big enough for you.
Just about big enough. He's got a 3-acre storeroom, everybody, down. Do you mind telling me how old you are, John?
56.
56. The reason I ask is that the record we'd like you to guess is the voice of an old-timer, a songwriter. Remember the Styles of years ago?
I do.
You think that ladies' styles are any better today?
A little better to look at.
A little better to look at, huh? Remember when bustles were in vogue?
Yeah, I do.
You know what a bustle is?
I do.
Uh-huh. I met a woman the other day who was wearing a bustle. She said she made it out of an old Scotch bagpipe. Every time she sat down, it played Annie Laurie. Do you remember the old cars? The first cars?
I do.
What's the first car that you can remember? First automobile?
The old Gazump car. We used to call them Gazump.
What was it? What make was it?
An old Ford.
An old Ford, and you called it a Gazump?
Yes, sir.
Sounds like a sneeze to me. I don't know.
Had to push it up there.
How many old cars can you name? For every one that you can name, I'll see if I can name another one. I'll start it off. Marmon. Remember that?
Willie's Knight.
Willie's Knight. Flint.
Stanley Steamer.
Oh, that's a good one. Jordan.
Maxwell.
Maxwell, that's very good. Stutz.
Mercedes.
Mercedes? Ooh, you are getting into expensive ones now. Franklin. Remember that, the air cool, Joe?
No, I don't remember.
You did real good, I want to tell you. You don't have a new 1946 model, do you?
I have none.
You haven't any?
No.
I haven't had any luck in that department either. I'm still driving my old 1937 job. It's a 5-passenger model, 2 in front and 3 behind, pushing. Tell me about radio when we're talking old times. Do you remember any of the old timers on the program, like Roxy's Gang, Amos and Andy? They're still on.
I've seen them, yes.
What's the oldest radio program that you can remember that you like? Remember the Happiness Boys?
The oldest one I remember, the first one is Joe Kelly's.
Joe Kelly?
When he first came out.
Yeah. Do you remember, what was that program about?
A barn dance.
A barn dance?
Yes, sir.
How do you like him now that he's got the quiz ticket?
Pretty fair.
Pretty fair. What's your favorite program, John?
Well, I like Symphony.
You like Symphony?
Yes, sir.
I don't blame you a bit. Now, I want to tell you, the reason I led into all this business is that a few weeks ago, we mentioned that we liked old-time records. And it's about time for a record now. And this record was sent to us by a fan of ours, Roland Gallagher of New York City. Now, we return his record and send him $5 for letting us use it. I want to thank you, Roland, if you're listening in. Now it's ready to play it for you. This is the voice of a man who was a famous actor, writer, and composer, John. He died in 1932. Listen, 10 silver Sheffield dollars, and see if you can guess who.
There's a spot in the heart which was not in a
war. Sam McCormick.
That's an old, old record, and it isn't John McCormick. This is a... In that record, he's singing his own composition. Hey, look what happened. You know what happened, John?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
I received a 17 jewel grown Precision Fairbanks wristwatch.
You sure do. You were a little nervous about reading that, weren't you?
I was. I always wish for one.
You always wish for one. You've got it right now. It's a beautiful 17 jewel grown. John, now let me give you a couple hints now. It wasn't John McCormick. In that record, he's singing his own composition. He wrote that song and as well as sang it. He also wrote another song called My Wild Irish Rose. He was a great favorite in the 1920s, a famous speaker, actor. If you take a chance on this, I think that you could guess it. They all want you to win. They're all trying to tell you.
Chance. Bill Chance.
What?
Bill Chance.
I'm sorry. That was a good guess you were trying to get at it.
Right.
It was Chauncey Alcott. Sorry, John, but you get $2 silver for trying. We'll add the 8 into our milk pail, and you have a chance at that a little later. Isn't he a nice man? Thank you, John. All right. A very charming lady. Oh, hurry, my dear. You're so nervous you didn't want to come up here now?
No, I was glad to come up.
You're glad to come up?
My little girl gets big feel out of that.
Your little girl, she's here with you?
Yeah, there.
And what is your name, please?
Dorothy Mitchell.
Dorothy Mitchell. Where do you live?
I live at Washington Heights.
Washington Heights. And what do you do? Your housewife, is it Mrs.?
Mrs.
What does your husband do?
He's selling dresses.
He's selling dresses?
That's
you
right.
mean tonight?
Well, not tonight.
Not tonight? Where is he tonight?
Home.
Home? You think he's listening in?
I hope so.
You hope so? So do I. All right, Mrs. Mitchell, tell me, what's your favorite system for doing housework and still keeping relaxed? Do you keep the radio turned on?
Yes, I do.
You take breathing spells, read a couple of chapters of the book, and then go back to work, or just listen to the radio, or what?
Well, the children keep the radio very busy, so I have to listen whether I want to or not.
You have to listen whether you want to or not. Huh? Does your husband give you a helping hand with the housework?
Well, not very much.
Not very much? I guess you're different with him than my wife is. I got home last night. I was so tired. Had to do the dishes in bed. Do you and your husband have many relatives, Mrs. Mitchell?
Yes, we have.
You do? Where do they live? With you?
No, thank God.
Oh. Well, if Mr. Mitchell is listening in, he knows how you feel about it by now. Mrs. Mitchell, we're going to play a record for you now. You say your little girl is here. She should be real excited, especially if you've guessed this now. Your record is the voice of a man who's considered very handsome by women movie fans. He's a movie star. You may recognize this particular speech if you are a movie fan. So there's 10 silver Sheffield dollars waiting for you. Guess who? Mrs. Mitchell.
Well, what are the odds? Don't answer that. No. No, forget it, Eddie. 8-1. Oh, terrific. Hold the line, Eddie.
Mrs. Mitchell, that's a very good actor, and it's taken from his latest picture, Lady Luck, a swell picture now at the RKO Palace.
Alan,
No, it's not Alan. Wrong. Not Alan. He was very good in the Claudia pictures. Just a young fella. And they all want you to get this, you know? Back. Because he is such a... Oh, Mrs. Mitchell, that was Robert Young.
Robert Young.
He's appearing in Lady Luck over here. He's been in so many pictures.
Oh, Robert Young, I like him too.
Yes, so do I, Mrs. Mitchell. Mrs. Mitchell, you have $2, and this eight goes into the milk payola. You'll have a chance at that. Thank you very much,
thank
Mrs.
You.
Mitchell. I ask soldiers, Sergeant, front and center, Roy Dornham.
Hi, Roy. Where are you from, Roy?
Maine, Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine. How long have you been in the Army?
8 years.
In the Army? What did you do before you were in?
Worked in the paper mill.
Paper mill? What was your job?
Worked on a stacker.
What's that mean?
We take the paper from the paper machine and finish it. Finishing the book.
I see. In Portland, Maine?
Yeah.
You married, Roy?
No.
You're not? Happy?
Yeah.
Very happy? Got a special gal?
Yes, I have.
Here in New York?
No, in Maine.
What are you doing now, Roy?
I'm at Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Fort Dix? What's your job out there in the Army?
I'm in charge of military funerals.
Military funerals?
For veterans.
I see. Tell me, Roy, I'm going to change the subject. Do you have a favorite system for getting good clothes from the supply sergeant?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Oh, he's a good friend of you. You do all right. They always give you things to fit.
Yeah.
Your clothes fit all right. Shoes?
Yeah.
Hat? How about hat?
I have to buy the hat.
Well,
decent hat.
I bought a new hat. That's one way of putting a square peg in a round hole. I had a fellow up here last week said he moaned and whined in order to get anything from the supply sergeant, but you don't have to do that.
No.
Just walk in and tell him what you need.
Okay.
Do you get much mail now that the war's over?
Yeah, much as ever.
As many as you write, you get answers to, huh? Have you traveled much now that the war's over?
Yeah, from Dix to New York.
Dix to New York. It's a long journey, isn't it? Have you ever been in Florida, Roy?
Yeah, so stationed there. Camp Landon.
Camp Landon. Did you like Florida?
It was all right.
Not too much. You didn't care for it.
No.
Last time I was there, a citizen in Miami said that the city's second biggest industry was deep sea fishing. I asked what the first was. He said digging the bait. Did you go fishing while you were down there?
No, I never did.
Do you like sports?
Yes, I do.
The reason I asked that is because your record is a voice known to sports fan. What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
Baseball. All right. What'd you think of the World Series? Did you like it?
No, not good.
Did you ever do any fighting?
No.
I'm kind of stuck with you, Roy, here. I wanted to get this fellow that I'm going to play the record of. Gene Clark will put the needle on the platter in just a minute. I want to tell you, he is not a baseball specifically. He's not so much interested in baseball. It's another sport. But I want you to get it. So I want you to listen. He's been a specialist in one particular type of broadcasting for a long time. 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Listen, guess who?
Journey next to horse racing, Aqueduct Racetrack. Expect a near record-breaking crowd.
Who did you say?
Bill Stern.
Bill Stern, right on the button. That's right. And what specially does he do? Not you.
Boxing.
Well, he does.
Football.
Football, of course. Mostly football. You guessed him right on the button, Roy. You have $10 and a chance at our milk payola a little later. Thank you, Roy Duran, Portland, Maine. By the way, Joe, what is the latest dope on this milk bottle shortage?
Situation is still critical, Happy. The milk dealers need every available empty milk bottle in order to keep the milk supplies flowing from to consumers and stores. It's true that more paper containers are back on the market, but there still aren't enough glass bottles to go around. You see, production has been cut drastically because of a shortage of soda ash, a vital glass ingredient. So, Sheffield is asking your help in this emergency. Please round up every empty you can find. Make a thorough search, and then, whomever you deal with, return those empty bottles promptly to your milkman of the store. And thanks a lot.
Come on up here, young feller. What's your name?
George F. Thompson.
George, where do you live?
Jersey City.
And what do you do?
I'm trained to a service timekeeper on the Pennsylvania.
Service timekeeper?
Yeah, trained service timekeeper.
On what?
On the Pennsylvania.
Right. Well, welcome to Guess Who, Mr. Thompson.
I was trained like during the war.
You were
all
trained?
During the war, yes.
And what do you do now, timekeeper?
Timekeeper, that's right. Mark the service card.
Timekeeper, huh? The day I waited for a train, I asked the man if the train was on time. it on time. He said, you're lucky if it's going in the right direction. Now, what is this job of yours? Would you recommend it as a good job for young fellows starting
yes,
out?
Yes, I would. I you certainly would.
You've been
yes.
happy with the Pennsylvania yes. Railroad Station. Do you ever do anything else?
Well, just during the Depression, I went away for 2 years with the Railroad Retirement Board.
And what did you do then?
I was an adjudicator with the Railroad Retirement Board.
I see. Now, tell me about yourself. You live, you have a family?
Yes, I do.
And how many in the family?
Four.
Two children?
Two, right.
I see. What's your wife's first name?
Teresa.
You listen
to
the radio?
I call her Tessa.
You call her Tess? Teresa?
Yes.
Tess? What does she call you?
Well, you know.
I know. You said it, brother. I'm married. Okay. All right, George. We got to play a record for you now. We have to rush along here. We're going to ask you to guess this record to the voice of a great inventor whose one big invention is something Joe Ripley and I are very grateful for. I want you to tell us who this is. See if you listen now carefully. 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Guess who?
We all know what great strides have been made in the radio art. But I am yet of the opinion that we are still very far off from having learned how to fully utilize electric waves. In fact, the more we learn about these waves, the more we feel how much is still left for us to learn. There is no doubt.
You look a little puzzled, George. He was an Italian.
I was going to say Marconi.
You're exactly right! Marconi! Guglielmo Marconi, the inventor of what? The inventor of what, George? What did he invent?
The inventor of the wireless, I believe.
That's
it was.
Right, the radio. In 1895,
thanks a lot,
you have $10,
sir.
And now it's time for our milk payola. Thank you, George Thompson. All right, kiddies. Hey, everybody, look. We just have time now for our Sheffield milk payola. This is where all our contestants have a chance to win the $49 that are in the bucket tonight. If more than one wins, we'll divide up the money. If no one guesses correctly, we'll carry the dollars over to add to next week's payola. We're going to play three records for you now. Three songs that have articles of clothing in title. Articles of clothing that a man might wear. Remember, articles of men's clothing in the titles of each of these songs. Write down the kinds of clothes. Here's the first, number one. That's number one. Here's number two. Something else a fella might wear. Number two. Here's number three. Don't let anybody look at your slip of paper now. Number three, you've got to get all three right to win. Another article of clothing. And while happy checking on the payola winners, I'd like to remind you that you can save on your food budget by using more milk in cooking and as a beverage, because milk gives you more food values for your money than any other food. See that your family gets plenty of delicious Sheffield milk every day. For good drinking and good health, ask for wholesome Sheffield milk. Oh, Joe, you know, we didn't have a winner tonight. Not a winner. We'll have to carry it over to next week. I'll give you the titles of the songs. Here they were. Button Up Your Overcoat, Tuxedo Junction, and Where Did You Get That Hat? Overcoat, tuxedo, and hat. Well, I guess that about winds things up tonight. I'll be seeing you on Guess Who next Saturday. Till then, this is Happy Felton, your Sheffield milkman, saying good night, everybody.
This is Joe Ripley reminding you that Guess Who is presented Saturdays at 7 by Sheffield Farm, the Division of Master Dairy Products Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.